Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Goldie again, Christiana Leducer on Blog Talk. It's nice to have you here on Blog Talk. I have about 7 callers in the switchboard, and I will get started in just a minute. Please note that if you have had a psychic reading in the past month, please just listen to the show rather than calling in to allow people that haven't received a reading in a while so they can receive one. All right. So if you would like to book a private session with me, go to www.christianashealinghands.com. I have it under the description for the show, so you can always copy and paste that and go to my website. It's christianashealinghands.com. So christianashealinghands.com. I'm realizing that people are getting a little confused by the website that I have out. I do have a Wix website, a Promised Life Coaching website, but since I've been focusing more on Reiki, I thought that maybe this would be more fitting. Christiana's Healing Hands would be more fitting to what I'm doing, but I'm considering actually deleting that website and just sticking with the Promised Life Coaching. I am a life coach, and I also have my business called Promised Life Coaching. If you're confused, I'll just ask, and I'll answer your questions. But anyways, so right now I'm offering psychic readings, spell casting, hypnosis, life coaching, and Reiki. And you can go to my page to check out everything there at christianashealinghands.com. Okay, so the first caller is 780 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you?
I'm just curious what's coming for relationships. I have been single over 2.5 years now, so just curious what's coming.
Just mixing up my cards real quick.
Okay.
Has there been somebody that you've been dating lately, or somebody that you're interested
in? There's a few guys at work that I'm attracted to, but nothing too substantial yet. Just kind of looking around and putting my options out there, I guess, but nothing's come up
yet. Well, the first card I got says chemistry. There's a strong magnetic attraction here. So I'm getting that this is somebody that you've already met.
Oh, interesting. Very cool.
Second card says that it is safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all.
Okay.
And the third card says make the effort. Great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. Okay, and
very cool.
So I feel like somebody that you're going to get to know, it's going to be more friendship-based for a while.
Okay.
And this is somebody that you already know. So I feel that it's probably somebody that you work with, because that seems to be fitting to what I'm getting here. And it would be the person that you're most drawn to.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just trying to see if I could pick up anything else. I think are you kind of like dark there? I know that doesn't necessarily narrow it down too much, but I'm seeing dark hair, kind of long and slim. You know anybody like that?
Not really, but
okay. Well, that's
I know the dark hair makes sense, but not maybe longer. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling in. I'll put you on the listen if you want.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. Next caller, 708 area code.
Hi, this is Linda. Thank you.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. My question is about employment. My job is due to end in December.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything coming for me, I hope?
Okay. I'm going to shuffle my card. Okay. I'm not really seeing, I'm not seeing a new job anytime soon. I feel like there's, it's going to be a waiting game. It's going to take a while.
Okay.
And it's going to be frustrating, but, I mean, eventually you will get a job. I'm just, I feel that several months will pass before you can really find a decent job.
Okay.
I don't want to be discouraging. But that's what I got on that. And two, the cards I pulled for you, I wanted to, it's a little off topic, separate from the job thing, but the first card says shielding. So I feel like you need to shield yourself from negative energies and, negative thought forms. Just try to keep your mind on a positive kind of area, and try not to get too discouraged. The second card says that you are understood, so that tells me that I feel like that's the angels coming through saying that you are understood. And also the third card, that you're not alone, that they are with you, and they hear your prayers and hear, you know, your desires, and they're there to help you along the way, so you can always call on them.
Okay.
I feel like when you do get a new job, it's going to be spend time in, it will be in the winter. Not going to be, it will be this winter sometime, but not for several, probably not for a few months.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Okay, so the next call is 561 area code. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if it was possible that I could get a general reading. Just want to see kind of what message comes up for me at this time.
I usually don't do general readings, but I can try read. I can do that, right?
Okay. Thank you.
I'm pulling some cards. Okay, so the first card says make a wish. So that just says that you've been wishing for something.
Yeah.
The second card says Mother Mary. Do you have any connection to her?
I do. I do, actually, yes.
Okay, well, she's coming through, just letting you know that she's with you and there for you to call on her when you need her. And the third card says to show appreciation.
Yeah.
Do you feel that that's something that maybe you could work on?
Oh, yeah.
Showing gratitude and appreciation?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So how does that resonate with you, the reading?
Does. I've been working on manifesting something, and I know that one of the things that's really essential is to make sure that I have an attitude of gratitude, so I understand that.
Awesome. All right, well,
thank you
for calling in. I'm going to put you on the listen if you want. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Next, area code 617. Area code. Hello, this is Goldie. How can I help you? 7 area code. Okay, I'm going to put you back on the listen. Okay, next area code 631 area code.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. I wanted to see when you saw a relationship coming in for me.
Okay. 1 second. I'm going to mix up the cards here real quick. Okay. Okay, so the first card is telling me that you're having some financial finances and career issues. And
no, I'm okay. I'm starting a new job Thursday.
Okay, well, it's telling me that it might be a factor in your love life, that it could cause some issues. Possibly in the career, in your career. But I don't think it's anything that's really going to hold you back. Because the next question is
just
romantic.
It's just a teacher aid job in the day. I mean, it's not, you know.
Yeah. It's just telling me that financial issues could be present some problems. And the second card says romantic feelings, so that's really good. Your feelings are real and worth exploring. So is there somebody in your life right now that you have some romantic feelings for?
Not yet. I might just be going on a second date with someone, but, you know.
Okay. Well, I feel that you're going to meet somebody soon and someone that you will have that romantic chemistry with. And just allow yourself to explore those feelings and know that they're real and worth exploring.
Oh, good.
And this person is going to obviously be someone that you're very attracted to. You're going to draw that person to you. You attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. So by living in the present, just that energy you put out there will draw in the right person for you. And I feel like it's going to be a positive experience for you. And I'm seeing blue eyes, but don't get too hung up on the look, because that might hinder you from, you know, meeting the right person. But I am seeing somebody with blue eyes.
Oh, just blue eyes?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't limit yourself to just someone with blue eyes, you know?
Okay.
Okay, well.
Do you see me meeting him soon? Or?
Yeah, because the card I got for the romantic card was a middle card, so that's telling me that that's, like, either now or in the very near future. So it's
is there anyone from
soon.
The past at all? Or?
No, this person feels new to me.
All right.
New to you. You know what I mean?
Well, that's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold to listen. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Caller 478 area code.
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I wanted to some advice for me on my love relationship with this guy named Ricky.
Okay. And what do you want to know? What is your question?
How should I proceed in our relationship, our friendship?
Okay. So is this person somebody you're having some trust issues with?
Yes.
Okay. The second card says separation. Okay, so first is the, and that's what I was feeling, that there were some trust issues. Second card says separation, time apart from your partner is on the horizon. So, the card is, and I'm feeling that it's probably not a relationship that will last. But you will meet somebody new and find true love. And it says that this is the romance of a lifetime. So not to get discouraged, things will probably probably not last in this relationship,
okay,
but in the next one, it will be a really healthy relationship for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Caller 610 area code. Oops.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, this is Goldie. How can I help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Sonia.
Hey. So, what is your question?
Well, I kind of had two questions, actually. They're small questions. The first one is that I'm finally in the middle of a sale transaction for the sale of a rental property. And things are moving along, and I'm just happened so fast, and I got the offer and then negotiated, and then one thing led to another. So there's already a targeted closing date in December, beginning of December. And, we already agreed on inspection and whatnot. But the issue I'm having with that is that the city came by, and they also do their inspection to issue the CO. So they wanted me to remove something that, has been there all along, and it's not even used. And I'm like, well, Inspector, how can this be? If you guys were out here before.
All I need, really, is just a question. What is your question for?
I was just trying to give you some background. Basically.
No, I don't need that.
I'm sorry. I just want to know.
Sorry.
I just want to know. Like, I'm trying to see if I can, if I ask the director in charge, of the coding area, if he'll be able to, if I'll be able to do explanation, persuade him and say, hey, this was never an issue before. How come you want me to remove this now? It is causing me an arm and a leg. I have to do so many other things. So I did try to reach him today, but I just got a voicemail, so I was going to reach out again tomorrow.
Okay, so, but what is the question? Can you repeat the question?
The question is, do you see him, not having me want to remove that item, being okay with it, or is it going to be it's part of code, you got to do it, but I'm like, you guys are out there before, it was never an issue, how come that is a fire hazard now?
Okay, I'm having trouble connecting on this reading, but I will just tell you the one card that stood out to me. It says worry. I'm looking that worry doesn't change an outcome. So that's just Spirit's way of telling you to not worry and that things will, work themselves out the way it's supposed to. As far as exactly what's going to happen, I'm not really sure. I'm not really connecting.
Okay. Do you see any issues? For the time being, I'm pretty much on track to fix everything and whatnot. Like I said, it's just a few weeks left. Everything is written, in paper, contract, whatever. As far as for the closing, the sale of the house. Do you see any issues preventing this, or is everything going to be, good?
No, I'm feeling like everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
The way that you're hoping it will be. So just to not worry about it.
Right, the problem is, financially, it's costing me so much to fix all these things, and on top of that, this stuff, that's the issue, I've already taken out money from where I don't have to do these things, and then on top of that, that's the reason why I wanted to, have a chat with the director and see, because I've spoken to him before for another matter, for an electrical issue. I've dealt with him before, I know who it is, but, this is just,
I did give you your reading, but I'm going to have to put you on listen if you want.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, next caller, 780 area code.
Hello. This is Colby.
Hello. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I just wondered, pull reading, just with the romance thing too, actually. Interested in this person, just wonder why this person is not, you know, returning my phone calls or anything like that, or emails. I wonder what the cards say. I have a funny suspicion what it is, but just want to confirm it.
Okay, so the first card's telling me that for you to keep an open mind, that your soulmate may differ from your usual type and expectations. And to recapture romance, allow your inner youthful spirit of fun to shine, playfulness. And I'm feeling with this person that you're interested in, it's time to free yourself from them and just cut ties. And it's time to take back control of your life. I don't feel that this person is healthy. And I also feel that there's probably somebody else in the picture. So they can't be fully present and available.
Okay.
Does that, I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. I try to just kind of be straightforward with it, but sometimes I know it can be kind of discouraging.
No, it's okay. That's what I was wondering about. I just wondered, yeah, this is wondering about. So thanks so much.
Yep, thank you. I'll put you on hold. Okay, and then I have one more caller. I'm not sure if I took her call yet or not. 617 area code. Area code. Okay, I'll put you back on the open. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure if anybody is out there listening right now. I know I have one person on, but there are only about 15 minutes left for the on-air stream for Blog Talk. And again, I just wanted to mention my current website that you can check out. I have another website that I'm going to get up and running soon. It is my life coaching website for Promised Life Coaching. But for now, you can go to my Healing Hands. It's my Reiki website, or the main focus is Reiki and energetic healing and cleansing. That is www.christianashealinghands.com. ChristianasHealingHands.com, ChristianasHealingHands.com. And again, please, when you go to that site, to my website, please fill out the information on the contact page. Send it to me and I will get back to you right away. I'm currently offering psychic readings, spell casting, hypnosis, life coaching, and Reiki. So if you'd like a private session, go to my website and book a session with me. Get in touch with me and we can book a session. The spell casting that I do is, it's kind of my own unique way of doing it. It is, in a sense, Wiccan-based, just with the basic principle to harm no one. So I don't do curses. I don't do hexes. You know, I won't do a spell to make somebody leave their wife or husband or, I don't do that kind of thing. I stick with good light magic, or I call it good magic, with love and light. And I'm also very focused in the shamanic world and the craft. Let's see. I was trying to figure out what else I wanted to tell you guys. Sorry, a little all over the place tonight. The next show I will be airing on this Wednesday. So Monday and Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Friday nights or Fridays at 3 p.m. That's when I air the show, Central Standard Time. And I usually just do the psychic readings, but I also like to talk about anything from the metaphysical to Wicca to shamanism, lots of the healing energetic work. I do want to let you know that all of my sessions can be done long distance, like through Skype or even over the phone. The only thing that I would have to see you would be hypnosis. I'd have to at least see you on webcam to be able to properly carry through with a session. I am trained in hypnosis and life coaching and the spiritual studies. I went to the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts online and graduated with a diploma, a holistic wellness practitioner diploma. So I have gone to school for this. I have trained for this, just to let you know. I know there's a lot of life coaches out there and like plastic shamans and people that claim to be able to help you that haven't even received training for it. So that's kind of scary, but you want to look for somebody that's qualified. And I am qualified. All right, well, again, my website's www.christianashealinghands.com, CHRYSTYANAS, christianashealinghands.com. I believe there is 10 minutes. Yep, there's 10 minutes left, and I don't have any more callers. So I'm going to let you all go. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you to those of you that are listening or maybe just listening in on the web or the phone. Thank you so much, and it's an honor to have you here with me. All right, take care.